Topher, as always, we really appreciate the time. You have been so involved with this game since its inception, you know, really helping to spearhead it and raise so much money for the Racker Center. Why was the Racker Center so important to you and clearly still very important right now in your life all these years later?
It's just a special place, and Cornell Hockey has been going to the Racker Centers for years, even before I got to campus, with Sam Paolini, Dave McKee spearheading the Saves for the Centers when I came in as a freshman. And then I kind of took the torch from those guys when they graduated. And, you know, I have people in my family with special needs and know how much these services that Racker Centers provides for the families and the kids that need some help. And so it's just a really, really special place. We're so happy to continue to do this event again. And we're looking forward to a really fun night here on Saturday.
You kind of alluded to it, and I want to bring it up a little bit more, because one thing I've always admired about the Cornell hockey community, from current players to former players and even from Coach Schaefer, community involvement and volunteering efforts and giving back are always so important and always seem to be really encouraged. Why has that been such a priority for the Big Red hockey community?
I think there's a couple things. Number one is we get so much support from the Cornell and the Ithaca surrounding communities too. And, you know, you go to Liner Rink and you play in front of that crowd. That's why so many of us go to Cornell after seeing a game. So we get so much support, number one. But I think, you know, culture is a big thing that we talk about a lot at Cornell. And service is something that we talk about a lot at Cornell. And perspective too. And so having the opportunity with being a little bit more, you know, having some notoriety, being the hockey team there, we feel like we can have a little bit of pull in the area and use some of that pull for good. And there's so many different initiatives that we've been able to do to help so many different people out. And we get so much support, we want to give that back. And it's just the Ithaca community is such an amazing place in general.
Gosh, it must be easy to keep getting like former Big Red players and other hockey players to keep coming back to play year after year, right? I mean, the rosters are always loaded and you're seeing guys always come back, like Anthony Angelo and Alex Green. It's abundantly clear that like once people play in this game, they want to come back and be a part of it year after year.
Yeah, it is. And it's fun for us too. I mean, when you walk down the tunnel and go out onto the ice and the pep band is playing and there's a bunch of people in the stands, it kind of brings us back to when we were players, which we don't get very often. And I think Cornell hockey is just surrounded with good people. And I think that's first and foremost why the program has been so successful for so many years, starting with Coach Schaefer at the top. And, you know, guys want to give back. Guys want to come back for this kind of thing. And again, it's all to support such an amazing cause. And they remember going to Racker as players and remember those times and having fun with the kids, playing basketball or playing tag or whatever it may be. And so, yeah, it's a great event, and we're so fortunate to have such great guys and women able to come back to play in the game.
Topher Scott with us here on BTL, former Cornell Big Red hockey captain and event chair for the Racker Rivals Big Red hockey game happening Saturday at 4 o'clock inside Liner Rink. Of course, there's also the Cargill Friends and Family Open Skate at 2:30 inside Liner. You know, one thing that I think is so cool about this event is the longevity of it. Sometimes you have these sort of charity events, and sometimes they do revolve around a college athletic program, but it seems to be a one-and-done sort of thing. This thing has kind of stood the test of time, if you will, in its ninth year. And we were talking about before you came on the air here, you have reached the $1 million mark during this whole stretch. So what makes that so special and makes it so important? And why do you think this event continues to have the longevity that it does have?
You know, I think it continues to have longevity because of the people surrounding the Cornell hockey community and also the special needs community. Every time I get asked this question, you know, being involved in both communities for so long, there are just so many good people that want to do so much good in the world. And that's a really, really special thing. And when we started this and did it in year one, we had no idea what it was going to be. And then the game happens, and we skate out into the ice, and there's 2,000 fans there and raising all this money. And we're like, oh my God, like it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And so we're just really fortunate to continue doing this year after year. We're so thankful for all the support that we get from Ithaca, from Cornell, from all the fans, all the players, and it's just a really, really fun event, and that ultimately raises, you know, not only money, but awareness for a great cause.
This year, you're more than halfway to the $100,000 goal, but like I said, you've eclipsed the $1 million mark from all the previous games and the fundraising for this year's game. How special is that to you?
Personally, I mean, it's really awesome. It really is, Nick. I think, and a lot of it is because where it's going.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so happy that Racker is able, and all of this goes to early childhood services and having small kids of my own. I have three daughters, one that's five, one that's three, and one that'll be one next week. And so the fact that we're able to provide these services and Racker's be able to provide these services to all of these families, that for me is what makes it really, really special, because we're changing lives and Racker's changing lives. And to continue to be able to do that on a year after year basis, and you know, $1 million, I mean, that's just insane. It's absolutely insane looking back 9 years ago when this started, and just so fortunate to be able to continue to do this, like I said.
It's absolutely remarkable. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the many years that this has been going on, and I couldn't help but think that one person will miss seeing there at Lina was a guy who was an honorary coach for a lot of these games, and that's Richie Moran. Of course, Richie passing away here recently, and everybody loved Richie. I mean, he'd wear that full suit and that bow tie, and he was such an ambassador to Cornell athletics, not just the lacrosse team, but just really Cornell athletics in general. And he was also an ambassador to helping out the community. So what did Richie mean to something like this, and what did he mean to this community, you think?
I mean, Richie was the best,
yeah.
Right? Like, he was just such a character and such a, like, just a vibe of positivity. And he was with us since the beginning. He really helped us to get it off the ground. And, yeah, that almost, like, leprechaun-looking suit that he would wear at the games. And you always remember the wink and the whistle that he'd always give you, you know? The wink and the whistle. And, hey, Tom, what's going on? And so, yeah, we're going to miss him dearly. I think so many people do. I've had the chance to speak with some Cornell lacrosse alum that not even necessarily played for him, but just was around him on a day-to-day basis, and just a special, special human being. We'll miss him. I know everybody else is missing him already. But yeah, he was a huge part to us even getting this thing off the ground.
That's for sure. One of the absolute best. All right, Topher, before we let you run, because you are making the trip here to Ithaca right now as we speak, coincidentally, I do have to ask, when you're out there on the ice, like, how hard do you actually go out there? Are we going, like, full-fledged 100% old Topher Scott from, like, 2008, or are we going, like, 75%? What are we doing out there?
It's fun. Like, it's fun because the game always starts a little bit slower because nobody wants to hurt anybody, especially with NHL guys out on the ice.
Yeah.
You know, we got Anthony Angelo playing in the game, Tommy Harley, who's a Syracuse kid that plays in Dallas right now, Joe Neuwendijk. You never want to hurt Joe, you know, because he's such a legend for Cornell hockey. So it always kind of starts a little timid, but then, like, when it gets a little bit close and the game gets going, it gets more and more competitive because everybody's flipped. Just kind of switches a little bit, and it's like, I'm not losing this game. There's not a chance I'm losing this game. So then it gets a little more cutthroat, and it gets a little bit more what the typical Cornell hockey is like, and that's always fun when you see that flip, and then everybody's like, all right, we're going to get her going here.
Love it. It's a flip of a switch and changing of the gears. It's awesome. Well, Topher, as always, yeah, we really appreciate a couple of minutes for this great event, and we absolutely love being just a small part of it for obviously a greater cause here in this community. Again, the Racker Rivals Big Red Hockey Game, Saturday, 4 o'clock inside Lina Rink. Topher, safe travels, man, and looking forward to Saturday, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much, Nick. We really appreciate your support for this.